President Obama is on vacation in Hawaii, but the administration says more than 1 million people have now enrolled for private insurance through federal health care exchanges established under the law known as Obamacare.
I need health insurance. I want to make sure I can get it.
Almost all new enrollees signed up in December. Millions visited the federal website last week ahead of a deadline for health care coverage beginning January 1st.
Everyone I know without health insurance is definitely doing this.
The enrollment surge offers the first glimmer of hope that the technical glitches that paralyze the Affordable Care Act's rollout are a thing of the past. Until now, President Obama has been on the defensive about the law's implementation.
The fact is, it didn't happen in the first month, the first 6 weeks, in a way that was at all acceptable. And since I'm in charge, obviously we screwed it up.
Republicans continue to call for Obamacare's repeal, contending that more Americans have had their existing health insurance policies canceled than have benefited from the law. Democratic Senator Charles Schumer predicts criticism will fade over time.
The bottom line is there are a lot of good things in Obamacare that people like, and the more people see that, the more positive it's going to be.
1 million enrollees is far short of the 7 million goal the Obama administration set for the initial phase of the Affordable Care Act. And it remains to be seen whether large numbers of younger, healthier Americans will sign up for coverage. Without them, the economics of Obamacare will collapse. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.